The David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Just 5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour on this Friday afternoon, Friday game day for the Colorado State Rams as they get set to take on the San Diego State Aztecs in what should be an absolute huge game tonight, a big game in the Mountain West Conference. The conference is just so much fun to watch. It's heating up. This is the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. David, my man, big one tonight. I guess that's kind of what we've been saying the last couple of weeks, though. We're knee-deep in conference play, so it seems like everyone's pretty big.
Yeah, I mean, every game is big from here on out. So, man, you know, this is just a great time to be a TSU Ram and a great time to be in the Mountain West.
God, this conference is nuts, man. I mean, a great game last night between Wyoming and Boise State. You and Wyoming were just, you know, going toe for toe all night long. And what a great contest we've seen. This is great for all the programs, isn't it? I mean, I had more Wyoming basketball fans, David, come out and say, man, I tell you what, that CSU team's a blast to watch. I mean, you're getting Wyoming fans saying this. So I think nobody wanted that game to end, and it almost didn't. We wanted a few more overtimes out of that.
Yeah, it was a pretty lengthy game. Again, kudos to, you know, the team up north for, you know, the way they played. And, you know, that atmosphere has grown so much, you know, in my years here. So, you know, and it's a huge rivalry game, and it's one of the biggest, you know, in the west side. So, yeah, it was a great game.
David, I don't want to go too much further back. Obviously, we're looking forward at the San Diego State game. But that game had everything, as you said, with that team up north. Some key free throws down the stretch. Two critical foul outs by you and Graham EK. Can you talk to us about those final sequences and regulation and late in overtime?
Yeah, you know, we made a late run. You know, we got it back to, you know, a 1-point game. You know, I tied the game, and then we went to end our overtime and everything. So, you know, and they just outlasted us. You know, again, kudos to, you know, Coach Linder and them up there. They've turned that program around, you know, at a really fast pace, and now they're, you know, competing for a championship like we are. So, I mean, it's always great when, you know, us two teams are, you know, competing at the top of the conference. It's always, you know, entertaining and fun to watch as well.
What's it like in those crazy moments with crazy atmospheres going to that free throw line, David? Because, again, I've joked with you in the past. I played small-town USA high school basketball. I can't imagine going up there to that free throw line, especially when you know, game's on the line. If you don't at least make one of those things, game's over. So you know the pressure is crazy. You have to make at least one of those to get in. What's that like for you, man?
Yeah, no, it's a great experience. It's a surreal experience. It's something that you always dream of as a kid, and you know, to be in those moments on national television and basically the games on the line. You know, everybody, you know, tries to work towards those moments and always wants to step up in those moments. So, man, it just, you know, just try to relax and just, you know, just think back to, you know, when you were a kid and you dreamed of being in this moment. So I just embraced it and, you know, knocked one down. Sadly, you know, next time I'll knock both of them down, but you know, again, it's just all a part of, you know, the game of basketball.
And you guys, you know, you and Isaiah Stevens and this wonderful depth chart that you guys have, time and time again, you guys put up these great performances that once in a while, those free throws, you know, maybe not that second one falls in. And I know Isaiah Stevens, we talked about, speaking of uncharacteristic, that shot clock play late too. The way I talked about it the next day, David, on Tuesday's show, it's like, man, these guys, nine times out of 10, if not 9.9 times out of 10, those free throws are going to go down. Shot clock's never going to be an issue, but sometimes those things happen in those crazy situations.
Yeah, again, I mean, it's really, you know, the game of basketball, you know, that it happens to each team. You know, we were on, you know, the winning end of most of those games this season, and you know, to be on the other side, I mean, it's just our time. So you just have to understand that. And you know, again, the greatest thing about basketball is that you usually have a game in the next 2 days or 3 days. So now, again, we just turned our attention and, you know, we learned what we needed to learn, and we turned our attention to San Diego State tonight, which is really exciting.
Yeah, it's a huge one tonight for you guys. Again, on FS1, 7 o'clock tip-off, so another opportunity nationally to not only see the CSU Rams in action, but to see some really good Mountain West Conference teams going at it. Now, last time around, you guys were just coming off of the COVID pause, going up against San Diego State, and kind of an interesting scheduling of the games. That was one of those games, and I know you talked about it. I know Chandler Jacobs talked about it. Said, hey, that's one of those games we kind of needed. We needed one of those games so we can come out and be better from it. How fresh is that loss in your mind to San Diego State, or is it not? You're just looking, you know, clean slate, looking forward to this one tonight, not really thinking back too much to that loss.
Yeah, I would say, you know, it's a little bit of both. You know, you got to understand, you know, what we did wrong and what we can improve on during that game. And you know, schematically, I feel like we did okay, but, you know, just, again, it's the play after the play. San Diego State's a huge, huge, long and athletic team. You know, they love to play defense and love to crash the glass. So, you know, just trying to eliminate those mistakes on defense is a huge thing tonight. And, you know, just, again, playing our hearts out and, you know, bringing the fight to them.
Talk to us more, David. And I know you did this already, but when you looked at the film, when you went back and looked at that San Diego State game, what stood out the most, maybe perhaps early on, that, you know, because, again, you guys were in this thing in that first half. I believe it was like 36 to 30, 31 or 32 in the first half, so very much a good game. Second half, offensively, guys just struggled there, and we talked about the bench and such there, and we said how rare that was to not have that many points off the bench. But what were they doing in that second half to really keep you guys to that 17 mark as far as points go?
Yeah, I would just say we kind of bought into their defensive scheme of trying to play a little bit too much isolation basketball, as well as, you know, just turnovers, uncharacteristic turnovers that we had. You know, not playing off 2 feet in the lane and everything, and you know, looking for a good shot and you know, being ready to shoot as well. I think it was a culmination of all those things and some more. So, you know, again, we're just coming in more confident, as well as just knowing what we need to do to win the game.
In that game, Matt Bradley, you know, he played 32 minutes. He was 10 of 17, ended the day with 26 points and 7 boards. So that guy, that was one of those games, and we've seen that with him. He can go off. He can put together those big games. I think he's averaging around 16 or 17 points, but it's not uncharacteristic to see him go off for a high 20s type of game or something like that. So what's the discussion around him?
Yeah, you know, Matt Bradley is a great talent. You know, he came from Cal, and you know, he was putting up numbers like that in the Pac-12 before he came in the Mountain West. So, you know, he's a great physical presence, as well as, you know, he can get it going. So, you know, we're just going to try to mitigate it as much as possible. Just try to be physical with him and you know, let some other guys try to score. You know, again, it's going to be a tough matchup, but, you know, we're all excited and we're ready for that challenge.
How eager are you to get to this game? We're a few hours away from this one, but, you know, you guys haven't seen two losses in a row from this basketball team. And I talked about this a lot on the show. I'm like, wow, you know, when CSU has arrived as one of the best teams in the country, because we're nitpicking over three losses for you guys. Like, that's insane. Three losses. And then recently, obviously, the two in a row. So how eager were you just to say, you know what? We need to just get back at it. We need to put together one heck of a performance and see if we can get back on track in this conference.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the past, you know, two games have been, you know, again, lesson learned for us, you know, again, individually and as a team. So I'm just super excited and super proud of my, you know, of the team for, you know, bouncing back in practice and buying in and just, you know, sticking with it and being consistent. You know, again, the season has ebbs and flows and everything. So, I mean, man, we're just all ready to be out, you know, in front of a sold out crowd again and just, you know, give it our all.
It's getting hard to come by tickets nowadays, David. I mean, we're talking sellouts several days, if not weeks, before some of these games. It's absolutely nuts, man.
Yeah, I mean, man, it's amazing. You know, it's again, a huge testament to the culture that we're trying to build and we're building right now. And hopefully, you know, every home game will be a sellout in the future.
I've talked to you a lot about that, too, like what you want to leave as far as your legacy. And you're already doing that, because there is one heck of a culture that surrounds Colorado State, regardless of how this season ends. And that's because of what your group has done these past few years. But I'm going to go beyond that with you. The Mountain West Conference, a lot of attention. This week was a big week for the Mountain West. And even though the Monday game didn't go the way you wanted it to, I think 99% of of the people walked away from that saying, that's damn good college basketball between those two teams. And then what we saw with Wyoming and Boise State last night. Do you also look at it and say, man, we're at, collectively as a conference, we're going to leave this place better than when we started?
Yeah, I would agree 100%. I mean, you can just see the improvement across the board this season. You know, again, you know, some really good teams have, you know, not really good records right now, but, you know, that's just the tough, you know, thing about this conference now is everybody's good and everybody, you know, can beat anybody on any given day. So, you know, it's definitely a special conference, you know, and we're getting a lot more national attention now, which is amazing, and it helps everybody. And you know, it's just a different brand of basketball here in the Mountain West. So understanding that, and it's always fun to watch and always fun to play.
Would you say, and maybe this is a question after the season, but would you say collectively this is the best you've seen this conference play? Because you got, obviously there's four teams, maybe throw Fresno State in there, that are getting those, having at least discussions about the big dance. But as we've seen with UNLV, Utah State, Nevada, even Air Force, those teams can pull off some upsets too. So collectively, is this the best you've ever seen this conference?
In my experience, I would say so. It's a lot more balanced, and there's a lot more heavy hitters, you know, rather than just, you know, two or three teams. So, you know, it's definitely a really balanced and really great conference. And, you know, every game is a war. So it's a lot of fun.
I think that's a great way to put it. It's balanced, but you have heavy hitters. And that is the perfect scenario that you want with your conference, is you want to have those four or five teams that are really carrying it nationally, that are getting national recognition. But you also have a lot of teams in the middle that can surprise a lot of teams, not just within the conference.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Again, you know, there's great talent even on those teams. You know, like Bryce Hamilton and Justin Bean and everybody who's in the middle of the pack right now, and they're preparing for a great run as well in February. So, man, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, it's going to be fun tonight. I love watching Mountain West basketball, obviously, because we're tied in with Colorado State, but it's just a blast. David, we got a brand new sponsor for Getting to Know David, by the way, Ent Credit Union. We're going to talk about them in a moment, but are you ready? We're getting some good questions coming in on the text line. So last week, we put it to Ali Farokmanesh on your side of it. It was great. Now we're putting you back under the spotlight. So you ready to rock and roll?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, my friend. We'll take a short break, 17 minutes after the hour. This is the David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Coming up next, a fun segment that we like to do each and every week. It's Getting to Know Roddy, Getting to Know David. I don't know. We haven't come up with the full. You can mix it up there. But a brand new sponsor on the program, brand new supporter, and that's Ent Credit Union. So we'll be excited to talk about them as well. 17 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back. The David Roddy Show continues on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310. KFKA.
No Code Now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Just 23 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back into the David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And this is a segment that we do each and every week. It's fun. It's a chance for Roddy fans and listeners to engage a little bit, ask questions, maybe basketball related, or maybe not basketball related at all. But this is Getting to Know David, presented by Ent Credit Union. The official credit union now, David, this is brand new news, the official credit union of David Roddy. I mean, that's pretty cool. Partners of yours now, big-time supporters of all that you do.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. You know, again, thank you to Fred Jacobs and everybody over there at End for, you know, partnering with me. You know, they're great people over there and you know, the best, you know, credit union in Colorado. So, you know, just go over there and get started.
Well, they've been named the number one credit union, as you said, in Colorado by Forbes for four straight years. So clearly they're doing something right. And Fred's a good guy. And I found this out, David. We'll both appreciate this. He's kind of a rocker, too. And I did tell Fred, I said, David is also a rocker as well. And once he told me that, I think I annoyed you. I sent you like 45 million different texts of songs. But I think we could both appreciate a little rock music there.
Yes, yes, we can all have listening parties now and give our reviews on certain albums and everything.
I bet your friend's listening right now and he's thinking that sounds like a good idea. We'll just get together and we will do reviews on rock music. Man, that sounds like a blast. We'll wait till after the season though.
Gotcha.
All right, David, let's rock and roll here, man. Okay, some good ones here. Kind of talking about the week that was a little bit, but then also some mix, some other things mixed in. First question here for you. This one's from Weld County Swami. Who do you see as the biggest threat to you in the Mountain West Conference? Is it just the team that's right in front of you, or do you look at it and go, man, this is going to be the team, the hard one to get over?
That's a great question. I mean, again, you know, in the Mountain West, honestly, we have 9 games left, and all 9 of them are going to be, you know, competing for a championship. So, you know, I feel like every game is going to have that, you know, magnitude towards it. I can't really pinpoint a team because they're all really great. So, I think it's just really most of the conference that are just, you know, it's really wide open right now. So, man, it's really every team, not going to lie.
If you want to text in a question for David, it's 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Here's one for you, too. What's games like the UNLV game, Wyoming? You pair them together. The first time you guys have experienced 2 losses in a row. It's only your 3rd loss. Confidence level after the game, or is it just, you know what, you do your film study, you wipe it clean, and you move on? It's not really messing with your confidence.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say it's messing with our confidence at all. Again, it's a season. The season has ups and downs, and we're an experienced group. So, you know, we just learn what we need to learn and flush it because we know we have another opportunity to get a win, in 2 or 3 days. So, it's really just about that and just keeping it to yourself as well as just being consistent in, you know, your process as a team because, you know, again, we're 16-3 and you know, we're still in a great spot. So, everything's right in front of us. We just have to, you know, take that opportunity and run with it.
David, this one's kind of stemming from the free throw question I asked you earlier. But this, you know, this texter just wants to know, what goes through your mind at the free throw line in those clutch situations? I mean, are you thinking? I mean, how much do you think about the rim in front of you? Does your mind kind of go blank? Is it like that movie with Kevin Costner for Love of the Game where your entire life flashes before your eyes? What's it like for you?
It's pretty surreal. I just try to focus on one part of the rim. That's usually when I shoot. I just try to aim for that. Hey, you've done this thousands and thousands of times before. So, just don't change anything and just let it go. And again, you know, as a kid, I always dreamed of being in those situations. So, it's a great joy, just to be, you know, on the winning end or losing end, just because I know how hard I've worked to get to that position.
I think you said it on our very first David Roddy show, you know, just how much fun you have playing basketball, that when you were a kid, you were cracking up laughing, you were running around. And I know you're not laughing necessarily out there all the time, David, but you do. You can just tell that you're absolutely loving what you're doing out there.
Yeah, always, 24/7. I'm just living the dream right now.
Okay, here's one for you. This is a good one. Basketball's a long season. How do you stay locked in mentally?
That's a great question. It can be tough sometimes, you know, balancing school and just regular life in the season. But just really just staying in the moment, I feel like is the biggest thing that I can do. Taking every practice seriously, having as much joy as possible with, you know, the tough practices, the tough lifts to, you know, enjoying the games as well. Just taking it in and understanding, like, hey, there's only a fine time for our basketball careers, and especially at CSU for only 4 to 5 years. So, understanding that and having that perspective and just staying in the moment is what really gets me through.
This texter from Rob here. Did you watch the Boise and the Team Up North game last night?
I did not. I saw the highlights of it, but I did not watch it live. I was watching a Big 12 matchup last night. I forgot who it was, but I was watching a different college game.
All right, this one's a good one. I think you've answered this one before. What are your favorite jerseys to wear?
Favorite jerseys? That's a great one. The throwback jerseys, the cursive jerseys are one of my favorites, as well as, again, the orange jerseys. I feel like we should wear those more than once a year. We have super cool jerseys that we don't really wear often. I think we will see the grays one more time, and those are definitely, you know, my top three.
So you like changing up the uniforms? I mean, because there's some guys that are like, I just want the one or two, and then that's it. But you like kind of changing it up on occasion, don't you?
Oh, yeah. You got to switch it up, you know, get the talk on national television about how cool our jerseys are and everything, and, you know, just gets us in the spotlight a little bit more.
Ooh, this one's an interesting one. I'm curious to get your thoughts. What are your thoughts on the fans storming the court in Wyoming on Monday?
I didn't really think of too much of it. You know, again, if it was flipped, we probably would have stormed the court as well. You know, they had a huge win against us, and, you know, that's what they can do that on their home court. So, you know, again, kudos to them for the win. And you know, again, if it was flipped, we probably would have done the same thing.
Yeah, they stormed last night against Wyoming. I mean, you could almost look at it. Do you look at it as like, well, you know what? They value that game. They value that game so much that they're going to storm the floor if they find a way to win.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, again, you know, just a huge, you know, that's just, I think, a legacy builder for you know, Coach Linder and his team. Again, you know, they've grown so much over the past 2 years, and now, you know, again, you know, beating a great team on the road is a huge accomplishment, and again, a rival team. So, you know, I didn't really expect anything less. I just tried to get out there as fast as possible.
All right, got this one. Two more for you, David, and we're going to let you go. You got a basketball game to get to or practice. Colorado Dad says, school. What's the classwork like? Hard, favorite, professor, all that stuff?
That's a great one. Let's see. Well, I have so my hard semesters are in the fall semester, so I took 16 courses, so that's like 6 classes. And then, you know, I take 4 now, so it's lighter because of, you know, the schedule and everything. But it's a little bit different, similar to high school for me, because I went to such a great high school. It really prepared me for, you know, the college level of, you know, time management, getting work done, reaching out to teachers and everything. And favorite professor would definitely be Rick Perry. He's in the health and exercise science field and school. So he was a super energetic, super, you know, down-to-earth guy, and just loved what he did on a daily basis. So it really just made me want to go to class each day and really just be interactive, you know, no matter if it was at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. So, yeah, he was definitely my favorite teacher so far.
Great professors can make all the difference in the world, can't they, man? Yeah. Final one for you from Crazy Carl's Pizza has to throw out the tough ones for you. Who has the biggest chicken wings in town? And are you super proud that it's Crazy Carl's Pizza?
I am super proud that it's Crazy Carl's. Crazy Carl's has amazing wings. I mean, man, what, honey barbecue, regular barbecue, whether it's buffalo, man, it's they're all good.
You know what? For a pizza place that does pizza so freaking good, you know, you wouldn't think secondary products are going to be as good. But their chicken wings are, I put them up against anybody, man. They're ridiculous.
Oh, we definitely need a competition or something. There is a clear winner for sure.
All right, listen, we'll do a little wing eating competition or something, maybe in the off season. That sounds like a fun time. That'd be good.
Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be good. You got to write that down.
All right, we'll write that. J.D., write that down in the good idea book. And he rarely gives it. I rarely get any good ideas. That's why we have the David Roddy Show. David, my friend, big one tonight. We'll be pulling for you. Cannot wait for this game. I love Friday night basketball. Even better when it's a Colorado State. So I'm looking forward to it, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys. Go Rams.
All right. That's David Roddy of the David Roddy Show. And that was Getting to Know David, brought to you in part by Ent Credit Union, brand new sponsor of the program. You're going to be hearing more and more from them. They're working with David. Ent Credit Union is for the people, not for profit. Our members are also the owners. We're going to be talking more and more about what exactly that means throughout this process. So we're happy to have them on board the program. I know David's going to be doing a lot of unique things with Ent throughout the next couple of months, probably throughout the next, maybe even the next year. 33 minutes after the hour, we'll wrap up, but we'll come back and we'll transition into the whole show side of things. Look at some big games tonight in the area. Also, the big weekend ahead. It was the David Roddy Show. Now it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. 33 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, welcome back in. Now the whole show. Thanks again to David. We got him out in time, man. They're getting ready for practice or warm-ups or walkthroughs before their big game tonight. CSU going up against San Diego State. That is going to be a monster game. Absolutely huge for CSU, man. I mean, you saw what happened last night. Wyoming beats Boise State, so we've got a lock there. Boise State and Wyoming at the top. They beat each other up. They split. So that I thought that was actually pretty big for CSU, and they're looking forward to this one tonight, see if they can keep pace in this conference. And that's going to be wild to see how this whole thing finishes up. But again, 7 o'clock, FS1. The Rams are actually 3.5-point favorites in this game. Is that shocking to you? They got beat by 30 last time around, yet they are 3.5-point favorites. So we'll see if they can hold up and get a big W tonight. I'm very excited about it. Do want to thank the GOAT in Greeley, the best sports bar around. Tell your friends about the GOAT. You want to go watch sports? They got the 360-degree bar top, patio seating, 36 HD TVs, you name it. They've got it. Best place to go watch a game. That's the GOAT in Greeley. There's so much going on around the world of the NFL right now with Brian Flores' situation happening, and now you got the Washington. What are they, the Commanders? Not sure. Not sure how I feel about that name overall. I don't know yet. Maybe it'll sink in over time. But the Giants came back out after Flores's comments. We heard from the owner of the Dolphins. We heard from John Elway about how this is, disparaging to his name and everything going forward. So we heard that. Hadn't really heard back from the Giants side of things just yet. Well, the Giants strongly denied any wrongdoing in their interview process with former Miami Dolphins coach Brian Flores. They called the allegations against them disturbing and simply false in a second statement released Thursday evening. The Giants laid out a timeline, actually. They went a little further. They laid out a timeline of events as a key contention that Flores' interview was not a sham, which he contended in his lawsuit against the team and league earlier this week. He said they were also adamant that New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick was providing his opinion and was not told of a decision, and that the text messages behind him and Flores contend were made before new Giants coach Brian Daboll had his in-person interview with the club. How about that? Now, again, you heard my piece yesterday. I wasn't so sure that it mattered, because I do think that there's a time in our lives where you interview somebody and you think that's the guy, but you keep your 4 or 5 interviews scheduled because you might find, hey, this guy's a stud. We might be able to, who knows? Maybe if he just comes in and wows you before more than Daboll did, it would be a better interview. So I have no problem with them keeping the interview. Thought it was a big deal. Or it wasn't a big deal, excuse me. But now you have the Giants side of it where they're saying, hey, here's their statement, according to ESPN.com. The allegation that the Giants' decision had been made prior to Friday evening, January 28th, is false, the Giants said. And to base that allegation on a text exchange with Bill Belichick, in which he ultimately states that he thinks Brian Daboll would get the job, is irresponsible. The text exchange occurred during the day before Coach Daboll's in-person interview even took place. Occurred the day before, excuse me. Giants ownership would never hire a head coach based on only a 20-minute Zoom interview, which is all that Mr. Daboll had at that point. In addition, Mr. Bill Belichick does not speak for and has no affiliation with the Giants. Mr. Belichick's text exchange provides no insight into what actually transpired during our head coaching search. Again, I think this is another bad day for Brian Flores. I really do. I think this is a bad day for his case. And he's already kind of made it known. He's going down. He's going to go down swinging. He's thrown Bill Belichick under the bus. He's thrown John Elway under the bus. He's thrown the three organizations under the bus. He's thrown his friend Matt Russell under the bus. There's no coming back from this unless he's right. And so far, everybody has come out 100% emphatically saying, this has not happened. This was not something that happened. And yet, like I said, There's some networks that are interviewing Flores as if this is true. And again, doesn't mean you can't interview him. It doesn't mean you can't get his side of it. But I do feel like watching some of these reports and interviews with him, it is, we are speaking fact here. You have John Elway that I thought came out with a very strong response that would go the other way, basically saying, hey, the things you're saying are damaging to my character, which is damaging to my career, which is damaging to my well-being. I still haven't seen anything to prove racism, racist actions. Is there negligence? Was there, hey, we're interviewing you because of the Rooney Rule, but we already got our guy. Is that racist? That's a deep question, isn't it? That's a very deep question. Because if you're a business person listening to this show, you've probably gone on an interview before or interviewed somebody already knowing who the person was you wanted to hire, or maybe that business already knew who they were going to hire and you were just part of the process. Businesses do this. Teams do this all the time. It's their due diligence. So even if the Giants did say that that was their guy, I'm not sure that it's that big of a deal. But that's just me. I'm trying to find Belichick's text. There we go. I want to read these texts and see if we can... Where are those texts? I mean, we need to see those texts because I want to break them down, actually, and thoroughly examine whether or not it's Belichick's thinking that it was... That was his. I can't find him right now. I should have pulled him up. All right, let's take a quick break. Let me pull up those texts because I do think it would be worthwhile reading through them and seeing if we can assume whether or not that those texts were Belichick saying, I think you've got the job, or I know you've got the job. 45 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
In-depth press coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and the Coach on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
That's a good way to end this thing. That's a great way to end this. I guess it was kind of a half-seas 80s Friday, 80 music Friday. We got to grow this thing, man. You guys did pretty good. I was pretty impressed, but I want more. I want like 50 to 100 suggestions so that Jaden's got a new library. Because that's part of what my job is, even though he doesn't accept it yet, is to teach him about things that really don't matter. Like music, the proper music. I mean, you're already getting a rock history lesson listening to all my music. I'm a music snob. I don't like any other music outside of rock. The occasional 80s Friday will get me in a great mood. But other than that, yeah, I stay in my lane. All right, so I pulled up these. What do you think here? Let's read these together here. JD, I'm going to ask you. Okay, so the Giants are coming out saying that, hey, if you read Belichick's text, essentially, It doesn't say he knows for a fact that he has the job. So let's go through it. Is there anything that says, yeah, you have it without a shadow of a doubt? Here's Bill Belichick. Sounds like you've landed. Congrats. Flores, did you hear something I didn't hear? Belichick, Giants? I interview on Thursday. I think I have a shot at it. Belichick, got it. I hear from Buffalo and New York Giants that you're their guy. Hope it works out if you want it to. Flores, that's definitely what I want. Hope you're right, Coach. Thank you. Coach, are you talking about Brian Flores or Brian Daboll? Just making sure. And then, sorry, I blanked this thing up. I double-checked and I misread the text. I think they are naming Daboll. I'm sorry about that. Well, he turned out to be right. But here's the thing. Here's what's very hypocritical here. And I want to ask you what your thoughts are real quickly. But Adam Schefter can report on this all day long. And we're like, oh, he just has inside scoops and he just knows more. But Adam Schefter was also the same guy that was on ESPN the other day saying, you know, it's not right that they have this inner circle where Belichick could even come up with that. Well, then what's your excuse? Because Schefter seems to know, too. So what are we giving Schefter a hard time when he gets the scoop? From reading that text, Jadine, is it fair to say that, okay, Belichick might have heard some things, but there's nothing that says, oh, no, 100%. You are the guy. Now, he was right, but could you read that as, yeah, you have little birds too, just like Adam Schefter does?
The thing with it for me is, like, it's very likely that he has an inside scoop because, I mean, it's Bill Belichick.
It's Bill Belichick.
He's been around forever.
He's better. He's got more scoops than Schefter probably. He just doesn't report.
Exactly. Well, and even if Belichick texts that to Brian Flores, it's, like, what does it really matter? It's not Belichick's decision at the end of the day.
No, it's still him saying, I hear it's you. We've all heard rumors. Sometimes they've turned out to be true, sometimes not. Texter here, from Chris in Fort Fun. It's clear that Flores has a bias, and he is at a point where race is the only reason that makes sense for him not having a job. Maybe it is, but I suspect that the Dolphins, Giants, Broncos, etc., all haven't been 100% honest with him in their process and need to tell him exactly why they went in a different direction instead of letting him reach his own conclusions. Yeah, but that's the weird part, because Flores did comment and say that the Broncos interview went well and they got their guy. So, like, his reasoning for the Broncos, he should know, because he said, hey, they got their guy. Vic Fangio's a great guy. They got the right choice. So he knew the reason from the Broncos. So for him to build up his own conclusions, okay. But they went, John Elway, and, you know, surprise, surprise, John Elway in his last few years as running things for the Broncos made some pretty bad decisions, and that was one of them. Vic Fangio was one of them. Was it a racist, racially motivated move to pick Vic Fangio over Brian Flores? No. It was just the wrong move. And I said it, the wrong move. Vic Fangio was the wrong move. Brian Flores seems to be a better coach than Vic Fangio. But again, that's the interview process. That's who Elway wanted, a defensive-minded guy, a really, really big-time defensive-minded guy. That's going to do it for us. Big night tonight. You got Nuggets and Pelicans. You got San Diego State, CSU. I am so pumped for a busy, busy Friday night. Betting Across America is coming up next, followed by the one and only Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Good night, Northern Colorado.